Torah Way, Northwest London, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Achrimus Kadoshim, Yud Aleph Iyar, 23rd of April, Harav Yitzchok Fierston Shlita, Parsha theme. This week's Torah Way was sponsored, Leil Nishmas Rabbi Alexander Zisha Shmuel, Ben Reborch Zichron Levrocha, whose Yod site is tomorrow.
Good morning. I want to talk about the Parsha this week. Actually, two Parshas. We'll try and pick up one theme of the Parsha, perhaps go to another one afterwards. In Pesuk Shteit, Parsha Zachrei Mois, Kamase Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yeshavtem Bo Leisasu, Kamase Eretz Kanaan Asher Nimei Veshem Shom Leisasu, Chokeseim Leiseleichu, Es Mishpotai Tasu Veshelkoisai Tishmeru Lelechas Behem. Pesuk Shteit, Es Mishpotai Tasu, you should do my Mishpotim, Ani Hashem. Then the pasuk continues, "Veshmatem eschukoisai, veshmishpotai ashiyasa isam adam v'chayim ani Hashem." So Rashi already notes two pasukim pashta saying the same thing. Kapitel Yudches pasuk Dalet, the pasuk says, "Veshmishpotai tasu, veshukoisai tishmeru, shedu ma mishpotim and guard my chukim lelechas b'hem ani Hashem, alekeichem." Then the pasuk continues, the next pasuk. Shmatem es chukoisai, es mishpotei ashiyasa es ma'alechem, guard the chukim and guard the mishpotim. And the pasuk also says, mishpotei tasu, es chukoisai tishmeru. What's the double lashon of the pasuk twice to tell you to guard or to do the chukim and the mishpotim? What? And it changed the order a bit. The first pasuk says, es mishpotei tasu, es chukoisai tishmeru. The next pasuk, shmatem es chukoisai, es mishpotei ashiyasa. So Rashi says, brings Chazal, Medrash, Sifri, Yash Tova Ache, Litten Shmira Vasir Lechukim, or Shmira Vasir Lemishpotim. The Torah wants to do, bring, there's a Musag of Shmira and Asir by Mishpotim, it's Mishpotai Tas, and it's Chukoisai Tishmeru, and then again, Ushmatim is Chukoisai, it's Mishpotai, besides just doing the Mishpotim, there's also Shmira for the Mishpotim. The first pasuk brings a loshen asiyah mishpatay tasu leschukaisai tishmu. And then he says asiyah by mishpatim and shmirah by chukim. Next pasuk has to say shmatim leschukaisai mishpatay shiyase. That mishpatim also have an asiyah and chukim also have a shmirah. The shmirah goes on the chukim and the mishpatim as well. So both of them have a loshen shmirah and both of them have a loshen asiyah. Asiyah Shmira Lemishpotim and Asiyah or Meshmira Lechukim. So, what's this Asiyah? What's this Shmira? Rashi helps us out with it, but what does it mean? What's this Asiyah and what's this Shmira? You have to do them, you have to guard them. How do you guard the Chukim Meshpotim? Why not by doing them? So, what does Rashi mean? Asiyah Shmira Lechukim Meshpotim. So, then as I saw, the Maral brings down in Guriyaye, the Maral says, Shmira is a lotion of learning and Asiyah is a lotion of doing. In other words, it's the musik of learning, Torah, learning the Torah of the Chukim, the Torah of the Mishpatim, and doing that. Yes, Pashta, Shmiri, Lom Shafar, often finds, or Shmatim, Zumishna, the Chukim, I shouldn't say it so clearly. So I want to say, Zavata, Dubna Market, or Behektim, ask another Kasha, which we see us only coming up to Shavuos, there's a Shtikl Mishnah Berurah in Hilcha Shavuos, which the Mishnah Berurah is a Shver Mishnah Berurah. Everyone knows the minhag on Shavuos is to go along and eat cheesecake or to eat milchik. So Mishnah Berurah means a reason. What's the reason? I need to shemot cheesecake and milk and milchigs on Shavuos. Shaita Mishmur, everyone knows the reason. Says the Mishmur, it came after Matan Torah. I say it after Matan Torah. The Eden didn't know how to. It was Shabbos, first of all. One player was not really about Shabbos. They had to keep Shabbos. They couldn't cook. They couldn't shecht. Their pots were treif. So fleishig generally is hot. And they could cook and to come to shecht and to eat fleishigs. They couldn't do anything about it. Milchigs is the easier of the two. Milchiks with the rice doesn't need anything, but the Rabban needs to have Chol of Yisrael. But with the rice, there's no dinim of milchiks. And then they chose to eat milchiks on Shabbos till they could kasher their kitchens and manage to go and kasher their pots and shecht and do what they need to do in order to prepare a fleishig meal. Right? The minig is, on Shavuos, we eat milchiks. The Pshat Mishmur brings down. Yeah. The question is, the greatest shverikait is that Pashtas, on Shavuos, all they received was Aseres Adibras. The rest of the Torah was given to Moshe on Har Sinai, next 40 days, and Moshe steadily taught the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So, Hanya heard all the mitzvahs of Shechita, and kasheris and also b'cholov and u'b'shalas b'shin egeret eating fleishik. You haven't yet only heard aseres hadibris. So Mishmur in brackets brings down Reb Sadjigon. Reb Sadjigon says that in the aseres hadibris are merumas all the tariq mitzvahs. Yeah. Some pshat. It came out of the matan teira. Even though Sadigon says that in the aseres hadibris are merumas all the tariq mitzvahs, but you didn't have to keep it yet. You didn't have to keep the remozim. The pshat pashas pshat in Sadigon is that after shaking the command all the tariq mitzvahs, you can then go back to the aseres hadibris and see them all merumas in the aseres hadibris. But it doesn't mean the Rabbeinu Shem said in Har Sinai all the aseres hadibris automatically everyone has to start keeping the tariq mitzvahs. Not mechuyu to know the pesach you're gone yet, and in pashtut as the Torah was given, that's when they started keeping the mitzvahs. Some are going to kisavoy la'aret, some are beforehand. But as the Torah was given, they didn't keep all the mitzvahs la'maisa. So what's the inyan of milchus mishavus? So Chamal Gazen, the Kedushas Navy, speaks about this in the, I can't remember where it was, at the end, some in the Kedushas Amoridim, I think Kedushas Purim, I think he speaks about it. The Navy says b'samoyed the kapshat. They must be saying that Agoda ilu kevon if ne'as Sinai. So everyone speaks about this kirbon of Neha Sinai, but in Osa Nones Atayra. Who cares you're in Har Sinai? So you go to visit Har Sinai, you stay there for a few days. But in Osa Nones Atayra, Dayenu, what's the great Samayra of being in Har Sinai? It's not even a nice resort, they used to have flowers on it and the trees, but well, it's not so special to go to a mountain. But in Osa Nones Atayra, what's the great Samadrega? Which we're thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for the kribon of Neha Sinai. So Shaita Kedushas David, we'll see soon. We'll get back to using this inside. To answer our kash as well. Shaitan Kedushas Levi, Agavaldi Gazach, that Be'emes, when the Kali Yisrael came to Har Sinai, before they were Mekabel the Torah, they reached a Meridik and Madriga. The Gemara says in Shabbos, and the Gemara says that when they came to Har Sinai, Poska Zuhamo Mehem. Zuhamo means some type of dirt, Shvit, Yetzahara, within a person. And when they came before Har Sinai, after counting the 49 days of Sfiris Oimer, they became so purified and so clean, that Poska Zuhamo Mehem. They lost the chelik hara within them. They lost the evil within them. Became totally purified, totally clean, even before they were mekabel the Torah, just to reach the pinnacle, the moment of kabbalas to kabbalas Torah, they already became totally cleansed from any chelik hara. That's the pascha zuam omehem. You find the moshav of the others kept kol Torah kula. And we know Avraham Avinu, Afele Eir Tavshilin, Yitzchak and Yaakov, they kept kol Torah kula. How did the others know kol Torah kula? We won't become the Torah. So state in the Svarim Abdoshim, Chambalojan is very marach on it, Zokter as Pshat Zazay, and it state that a person who reaches a very high madriga, a person who's got no chile korah inside him, he just has to look at the Bria, he has to look, open up his eyes a little bit, and he can see automatically that this is here in order to create the Torah. Because Be'emes, the Torah, as Ishat in Chazal, Bereishis, the whole creation, the whole Yitzir, the whole Bria of the world, the Bereishim looked into the Torah, Istakel Bereisa, Ubora Alma. Yes, the Torah was the blueprint of the world. The Rebbeinu Shem looked into the Torah and saw how to create the world. So the Rebbeinu Shem looked into the Torah and saw the world only has a key in the whole world, because we see the world, people are keeping, not keeping the Torah in the world. But the real emes is that the Torah is only the whole world, the Shaykh, is based on the keeping of the Torah. So somebody, a Gevaldiga architect, who comes to the house and he wants to see, he looks at the house, he can look at the house in a few minutes and then see the plan of the house in front of him. Somebody else would have to go along and spend a long time to work out exactly how to draw the drawings, the planning of the house. Oh, but some of these are good in them. You can look at the building, look at the binyan, and automatically from the building itself, and the chitzayin is the building, see how this thing was actually built and why this thing was actually built. So who had in the other sakdoshim, they were so clear, they were so purified, they looked at the world, just by seeing the world, they could already see the blueprint of the world, they could see the tachas of the Torah. I don't know if this is true Moshul, but we serve Bibshan so they could look at the Esrik tree and understand the Esrik tree, oh, what's this tree for? Pashtanan. That the Esrik tree is automatic. You have to shake an Esrik once here, that's the Bunch McCain to the Esrik tree. Why did he create this? It was do this mitzvah. Eventually they could look at the world itself and they could see from the world itself how to keep the Torah. So somebody's totally purified, who's got no chile Quran within him, who's totally hooked on the dag of Ovasak Doshim, can automatically keep the Torah and see the Torah from the world itself. Teach them some atzino. Meino hu adin. Klal Yisrael, when they reached Madrega before Matan Torah, they were chazet that darga. They understood to keep the Torah automatically, even without the Torah. They reached the grace of Madregas. No, that's the Rebbeinu Shem knew they wouldn't be on the Madrega forever, so you had to give them the Torah in black and white. So even when they lose, they fall from that Madrega where they can see themselves, perceive it themselves. They'll still be able to continue keeping the Torah. So that's the ilu kavonah of Neha Sinai. Beloinos and onos atayr dayenu. Because the actual kreva of Neha Sinai, even before they received the Torah in black and white, they self understood how to keep the Torah. So perhaps that's Pshat as well. The Mishmaru says they came to Matan Torah, they couldn't eat fleishiks anymore, not because they received the Torah, because they received Aseres Adibris and they were Muslim inside. They understood themselves on that day of Shavuos when they reached the third Madrega of Matan Torah, they perceived themselves that they wanted to keep the Torah, and they felt the actual. The whole Torah, Kol HaTorah Kula, like the others, and I understood they can't eat Nevela, and they can't eat Trepas, and they can't eat Basa B'cholav, and they can't eat Nishka Kash the Kalim. They understood all themselves. So what we're celebrating, we don't eat milk. Well, reminding ourselves we don't eat milk, it's not the actual Matan Torah, it's the Achonah for the Matan Torah. The Kevonah of Nea Sinai, below in us and on us Torah, where we understood them automatically to keep Kol HaTorah Kula.
As I'll say, Paschal Zua Mosom on the Bio Tahar Sinai. When they arrived.
Mom's when they arrived.
So then they had time to cash in the kitchen.
Okay, before. Okay.
The whole week,
okay. Matt. Okay. And they had time then, according to that. Yeah. Okay, Kenza. Okay. Maybe, I don't know. Okay. I was actually, Kedush Levi says about
something.
Yeah, yeah. Al-Kaponim, come to that's the Yisoid. To remember the Pascha Zomas. Okay. Al-Kaponim is, let's go back to our Pascha over here. In Pascha Shlevi, we said, Nishmira Nasir Lachukim, Shmira Nasir Nishpotim. Ask what's the Shmira? And what's this Asiya? I'm sure Talmud the Kamedrish that the Magad brings down in early Yaakov in Pashas Devorim. In Pashas Devorim, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kal Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Atam Levim and Sayyadin, Shema Yisrael. Says the Medrish, Moshe Levim, why did Moshe Rabbeinu, Mario, Leim, Lehem, Kan, Shema Yisrael? Why did he tell them Shema Yisrael? Brings the Magad to Kamedrish. Moshe Levim, Dovadoyme, Le Melech, Shekidesh, Matruna. A certain king went and was Makadish, his princess, his queen. The base Magalis, he gave her two pearls. Shas Kedushin, Bashas the betrothed, he gave her two pearls. Of the Achas Mehen, she lost one of the diamonds, she lost one of the pearls. Omolo HaMelech, so the king said to her, do me a favor, Shimri Shania, at least guard the second one. You've lost your first diamond ring, I've given you two. At least guard the second one. Kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiddush is Yisrael, Benase V'Nishma. Came to HaSinai, the Rebbeinu was Mekadosh Klal Yisrael with Nasa V'Nishma. He was Mekadosh Klal Yisrael, with the words Nasa V'Nishma. But also as the Eagle, they did the Eagle, Ovdu Es HaNasa. They lost Nasa. Amar Lahem, so the Rebbeinu said, Shema Yisrael, at least keep the Nishma, the Shema. You've lost the Nasa with the Eagle, at least keep the Nishma. So I'm saying, Smedosh Tafa Beslabir, what's the Nasa, what's the Nishma, and why they lose the Nasa with the Eagle? And why did they lose the Nishma? And why did they get what's the Nishma they have to still keep? Shindun Magid, very similar to the vote we just said. Similar you said. As we said, when Klal Yisrael reached Har Sinai, they reached the Madrega of Poskel Zua Moson. They understood themselves, they self-understood the concept of keeping Torah mitzvahs without having actually to be told by the Rebbeinu Shtoylam, even the Torah. There's some Schalim Fashtanim, Poskel Zua Moson, that this is the way, like the others. This is the things we have to do. We have to keep Torah. There's no other way in the world. They understood it themselves. They want to keep it themselves. What's the difference between the Loshen Nasa and the Loshen Nishma? Nishma is a Loshen, I hear. You know, you say, somebody tells you something, and you don't really understand. So in Yiddish you say, Ich hear. I hear. I have to do it. But I hear what you're saying. You know, you've been paying. I hear. I understand I have to do it. I understand I have to do it. But why I have to do it exactly and what the reason is and this and that. Ich hear. I'm not so clear what's going on here. But I understand. I hear that I have to do it. Nasa Pshat is, will do, I'll do. It's not you understand, you hear you have to do it. You actually understand, you know, you might not understand the guns and whatever it is, but you understand Nasa, that this is, you're doing it yourself. You're not starting from what you're hearing from Yenem. You understand yourself, you want to do it yourself because you yourself understand what you're doing. We came to Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael will makabal the Torah in two ways. The makabal the Torah is Nasa, as we said. Poskel Zua Moson, and Zua went away, and they understood that the idea of keeping Torah mitzvahs is something they all self-understood. There was a Nasa, they have to do it. On the other hand, they also reach a Madrega, that even if they stops one day, the Zuah, they comes back, the Zuah, whatever it is, there's a Madrega of Nishma. We listen Bal Korcha, we listen even if it, because even if we don't understand what we're doing, we'll get to Madrega, we'll fall in Madrega, we won't understand the Kol HaTorah Kula, still, but the Baruch Shem Zok is good. Mevein is the Nishma. It gets to the Nasa and Nishma, two Madregas. One, the Nasa is the Madrega, the self-understood Madrega, and the Nishma is the Madrega, then we don't understand. Whenever to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, we're serving the Rebbeinu Shloilam under servitude. And as if an Eved says to his master, whether he understands or not, Nishma, he has to listen. A good Eved that listens to everything the master does, he'll do. Nasa is something which even you understand yourself. You're in agreement with Yenem. And you're doing it because not only he's telling you to do it, because you yourself feel and perceive and understand that this is the right way ahead. So that's the Nas of Nishma, the two Ksorim, which the Banishma gave Matan Taiga. When it came to the Egel, the Zuam were returned. When it came to the Egel, they were forgot, they were forgot, the Nas had left them. There was no Nas anymore. When it came to the Egel, it wasn't not every mitzvah in the Torah. All of a sudden, you know, they looked around the world, they said, oh, we have to do this mitzvah, this makes sense, this is understood. Egel Blim, and the only thing that stayed was the Nishma. So the Nas was till the Egel, after the Egel, they fell in Madrega, and they were left with the Nishma. They cannot say, exactly why with the Egel, they lost the Nas. There's a lot of beer in this, because if you look at the Egel, the Chet of the Egel, there's a long Bissalevi about it, there's a Rich about it, and other Svarim. What exactly was the Chet of the Egel? So it's very schwer to understand. The Eden creating an eagle after Matan Torah, after the Grace of Gili. But the Kitz and Nimritz, the Chet of the eagle was that Klal Yisrael went and wanted to reach Grace of Madregas. They wanted the Ashros Hashchina. They were lacking something, the media between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Rabbeinu Shleilam, who normally brought Ketlachkeit and her, and Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared, wanted to create a mockim of Ashros Hashchina. So they meant very well, they had very good intentions in the eagle. It reached nearly Avodah Zarah. About Kaponim, the eagle was also a quest and a real bikkush of the and using too much of their own cheshbonus, their own understanding, which they went for krochem. If there would have been a nishma, if there would have been an adrega just of nishma, they wouldn't have taken that nasa. They wouldn't have let the eagle, because nishma means whatever the Rebbe Nishim says, I'll do without understanding. Machlish kan eagle finished. I demand according to all your cheshbonus, it comes that's the right thing to do. Abba nishma is a lashon of avdus. Kasha tziva Hashem as Moshe, a person listens, whether he understands or doesn't understand, doesn't look for his own mahalachim, his own understanding, but maybe he wouldn't have come to an eagle. So it's the same madriga of Nasa, which was such a high madriga, they understood everything they're doing, they perceived everything, they reached all the cheshbonos, this is the right thing to do, perhaps led them to Bakroch Abyssal to make an eagle. So when they came, the Rebbeinu took away the Nasa from them. Now they did, they used the Nasa wrongly, they used the Nasa to make the eagle. Is that after the eagle, all they stayed was Madrega of Nishma, was Madrega and Echlamat. We don't understand. We listen to the Rebbeinu Shleim are finished. We go blindly. That way you can't come to any Egel. You can't come to any Egel. Unless the Rebbeinu says make a Mishkan, you make a Mishkan. The Rebbeinu says make a Mokum HaShem HaShechina, you make a Shem HaShechina. If you're not using your own Madregas, your own understanding, you won't come to Bechlal, a Madrega of making the Egel, if you stay with Nishma. So the Nasa Demas was used wrongly in Shlekel. Remain in Geblim, after the Egel, all that stayed was the Madrega of Nishma. Sheita Medjish, Ebazoi. Shema Yisrael, you've lost the Madriga of Nasa with the eagle, or Bechotch see to it that the Nishma stays. As we state in Dubna Magid, of Shekel Marach, one of them, the Nasa and the Nishma. It says, so state the Pasuk, Shemaat Meschukais Meshmipote Tasu. Here we also find the Lashon of Shmira, not Lashon of Shmia, but the Lashon of Shmira and the Lashon of Asiya. As we mentioned, when you come to a Madriga of Nasa, it's very easy. Because you've got all your understanding and all your own understanding in the mitzvah, you can often fakrach, you can often come and use your own understanding to understand elsewhere. We find Moshe Shlomo Melech. Shlomo Melech said that Ani, the Torah says you shouldn't marry too many wives, but a Yosel Avovoi, he'll marry wives and he'll manage. And he's a Tanim, because too much Chochmah led him to go astray. And the Takshet Sof Yomov, as the wives of Shlomo Melech, caused him to stray from the way. Ani Abba Susim, Ani Abba, and I want all these things. The person uses his own Cheshbonus too much. Too much can also get the person got to know. The Gemara states Haloshen Adam of the Hema to Shia Hashem. Who's Adam of the Hema to Shia Hashem? Eilu bnei Adam. These are people who are rumin b'das. They're very clever. And they're very chochmah. They can understand everything. Aber ois natzmek a behema. They're Adam. One sad echad. Aber they run after the Rebbeinu Shlem like a behema. Runs after his master without understanding what he's doing. Just an instinct. He does what he has to do without understanding. Is the real madrig is how much understanding you have. How much nasa you have. But all you do is you stay with the Nishma itself. Otherwise, the Nasa, about if you're Kedem, I can tell you, but you're okay. But a Nasa can cause a Shlikola. It's a Cheney. If you look at the other side of the coin, if a person just does a Nishma, which blind, Tutvus without Tom, without any understanding at all, it's going to lack a Shlikola. It's not the real thing. Kedem, I can tell you, the Madriga really was that you should understand it yourself. It's much. A person serves the going much more with a Cheshik, and much more with a Avos Hashem. It might be years, Hashem is very good, Nishma. He'll do everything he's told, like an Eved, for his master. I was also Madriga, a person should serve the Rebbeinu Shem with his own Keich, with his own Ritzoinus. He should understand what he's doing, with grace of Cheshek, with everything else. So, even though Abba is after the Eagle, there's a Madriga of Nishma, Abba, a person should try as best he can, without too much, but to keep the balance, to have a Nasa, but at the same time, realize that the Nasa is not his own Nasa, it should be a Nishma as well. So, the master person lost the Nasa, Abba, the ideal is, a Nasa, but Sira for the Nishma. A Nasa, but with a cap on it, in other words. You keep the Nasa as long as you can do without any Nishma. We find two mitzvahs in the Torah. There's Chukim and Mishpatim. Chukim and Mishpatim. Chukim, the Emes, is very easy to do, just the Nishma. because the chayt understand it. The chayt don't understand what's going on there. A person keeps paraduma, a person keeps shabbos. As we state, the almost oyin and amoyin as Yisrael, they chepa yidden. Why are you keeping this chayk? What are you doing this for? There's no time. There's no reason. The idea of chukim is, as we state in the Sforim, plain servitude to the Rebbeinu Shem. I'm doing this kasha tziva Hashem, but the Rebbeinu Shem zayge hasten. A person serves the Rebbeinu Shem and he does a chayk. He's not doing it for his own benefit at all. He's doing it partial because the Rebbeinu Shem commanded him to go along and do this chayk. By chukim passes the lashon of shmira or shmiya. It's by chukim. Because the chukim a person is doing and guarding without any of his own cheshbonos. Mishpatim, something which mitzvahs in the Torah, which the Rebbeinu gives us a reason for it. The Rebbeinu gives us a time in these mishpatim, which states that there are many other reasons. But the Rebbeinu gives us an opening, he makes us understand, it makes it easy for us to do. A mishpat is one of the Torah's, a mitzvah sichlias, a mitzvah which have a seichel to it, which Rebbeinu granted to open up our minds to understanding what this mitzvah is all about. So when a person does a mishpat, a person does something which is mishpatim, is it past the Roshan Asiyah, he's doing it with his own understanding, with his own cheshik, with his own retzoinus, not only because they're Rebbeinu Shem Gehesin. But as we said before, there's a great sakana. If a person does things because of his own cheshbonus, his own asiyah, it can lead him to fakrach, it can lead him to other things as well. I once heard that somebody was on a train in Germany. So he was on a train in Germany, so a German man, so a guy was explaining to him the culture of Germany, how they were so well-mannered and so well-brought up. So he said in German, I can't say German so well, he answered him back, he said, they ate human flesh with knives and forks. You're using a person that has his own culture and his own understanding, his own things. He can eat chas v'shalom, a guy, or even a yid that goes wrong, can eat his own understanding, if he understands me, he can fakrach very easily and do everything under his own understanding, his own thing. It's a mishpat, same idea again. A mishpat, the pshat is, with his own understanding, is a gewalt de gazach. If you're not capped with the kasha tziva Hashem as Moshe, doing what the Boishem does, all your morals and all your ethics, whatever you have, you can use the kasha means of other people. It can become ethical to do anything wrong, because it's only with your understanding. If you do things according to your understanding, without a tziva Hashem, without an abdus, without a servitude, that's what it can lead to. So it's mishpotai tasu is a gevalda gezach. You're doing it with mocheshik, you're doing it because you understand it, but it's got to be also shmira. It has to be also, with the ganze mishpotai tasu, there has to be a shmira, there has to be a shmira, and a chmes tasu. Oh, but I'm not going to go over the boundaries. I'm going to keep kasha tziv Hashem as Moshe. It's not going to need me to make an egg or a chasham to fakroch to anything else. A choik, as we said, that's the idea. Like, the choik is servitude kasha tziv Hashem as Moshe. When a person has a choik, mamish kasha tziv Hashem as Moshe, Abel Amaisa, he doesn't know the reason. Abel Amaisa is felt obviously in the ganze cheshek. Because he doesn't know what he's doing. The avoda is to do a choik with a shmira and an asiyah. A choik to kasha tziv Hashem as Moshe, but bring in a bit of an asiyah as well. Even though you're a servant of the Rebbeinu Shem, try and do it with the grace of Cheshek, and a mishpat, which you've got the grace of Cheshek and understand to do with the kasha tziva Hashem as Moshe. That's the shmira v'asiyah l'chukim, and the shmira v'asiyah l'mishpatim. That's what the Rashi means to say. As Rishon do the market. Eilu dvarim ha'omrim b'tzev mishpat, dvarim shen gezeris ha'melech. Nevertheless, you have that's the chukim. The mishpatim is the mishpat she'ilu le'nem ha'yekadai la'omram. You'd understand it yourself. But the tasu which you've got from the mishpatim at the Tishmuru as well. And the Tishmuru, the Maid of Tishmuru, you have a chukim to add the tassel as well. As though you can have a shlemus of chukim, shmira, asiyah, the chukim, and shmira, the asiyah, the mishpatim. Bemis, a state that a person who does chukim, the state, is killer, he keeps kala teira kula. Why is he killer? Because it's impossible. Poj zois chukis a teira, por aduma. The por aduma is kala teira kula. Remember, the person generally looks at mishpatim as his understanding, and a chayk is not understanding. Remember, so when a person keeps chukim, if I state that the whole Torah is like a chayk, it's actually impossible. Because chayk is a Torah, a chayk of a Torah is paraduma. What's Pshatik says the whole Torah is a chayk? It's similar to what we're saying now. When a person just keeps mishpatim because he understands what he's doing, is he can keep mishpatim with nothing to do with the Rebbeinu Shem. He can go through life keeping a lot of Torah mitzvahs and forgetting the Rebbeinu Shem Bechlal. He can also forget the Rebbeinu Shem. He can forget the Rebbeinu Shem. He's not stealing and he's being kind to people because he's morally correct. It's ethical. The guy who took the Seichet. The guy also gives stock to certain causes which he feels good for because that's a feel good factor. Now, it could be nothing. You can do all the mitzvahs, or a lot of the mitzvahs, but not the Rebbeinu Shem. When a person keeps a chayk, he's showing he's not doing it because of his own understanding. He does the megala. On the, all the other mishpatim he's doing as well, he's not just doing it because he wants to do it. He's doing it because kasha tzivah shemayim. Maybe he's bringing avodas Hashem into the whole thing. Maybe the zeis chukas ha'teira, The chayk, which a person does, is be'emes, brings up the whole Torah of a person. He's not just keeping the chayk of the chaykim. He's doing the whole Torah kasha tzivah shemes moshe. Let's finish up with one vort, which is loosely connected. In Pasuk state, v'ahav to l'reicha kamoicha, also Pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. V'ahav to l'reicha kamoicha, Rashi says, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. So klal gadol in the Torah. Daf hashtein abislam. What this klal gadol b'Torah is, of v'ahav to l'reicha kamoicha. I mean, chayra, he says, zoch zeh m'shabas l'kache, is also a klal gadol b'Torah. Yeah. And all the arroyos is also a klal gadol b'Torah. And keeping kash is also good. Why v'ahav to l'reicha kamoicha? It's one of the mitzvahs. Gaval de gamitzah, amor de gamitzah, mishpatim. But why is that? Why is that? Remember, the Poshe Pshat, the Mizrahi says, going to the Rebbeinu Shleim, but we'll say another Pshat over. It's Chamorgan and Hashem Pshat. The Emes state, we'll finish off with this word. The state that a person has to keep all Tayag mitzvahs. All Tayag mitzvahs are connected, and a person member should be keeping all the Tayag mitzvahs. Why should the person keep all the Tayag mitzvahs? A person is Remachi Borim, a person is Shasol Gidim, and the Osid Lovay. Just like a person understands in this world, if he's missing one of his limbs, he's lacking, he's a Baal Mum, in the Gan Eden, or the Osid Lobby after Tchiyas HaMeisim, we're going to have a Rochni stick around, the limbs are going to be supplied and being supported by the Torah mitzvahs. And a person who's missing one of the mitzvahs is like Chatz Shalom, the Chavetz Chaim speaks about Barichas, many places in Shmiras HaLoshen, the Chavetz Chaim, he's going to be missing Chatz Shalom, he's going to be a Baal Mum. Chavetz Chaim speaks about Shmiras HaLoshen, if a person is missing the Shmiras, like a deaf man, he's not going to be like a dumb person, Osid Lobby, which is a Gefeilich Baal Mum. But a person needs every single Torah mitzvah. The problem is, a person can't be mekayim all Torah mitzvahs. Because if you look at the 630 mitzvahs, many are for kohenim, many are for Beis HaMikdash, many are only for levim, or for ladies, or for men, and it's not possible to keep the Torah mitzvahs. Now, Shereka, how does a person keep the Torah mitzvahs? The Shreiter Rabbeinu Yehuda, he brings down, the way a person can be zeichet, to have a shaychet to all the Torah mitzvahs, is if a person is part of the Klal Yisrael, v'ahav to l'reicha kamoicha, he joins with other people together, because he becomes a corporation, he becomes a company. Mameila, all the Tariq mitzvahs are misyachas, not only to each person by himself, it's misyachas, the all mitzvah, my mitzvah, all together, we're all one family. We're one family, so the Tariq mitzvahs are joined together to belong to all of us, we all have a shutvas in it. How you makam that? V'ahavta re'echa kameicha, ze klal gadol b'Torah. You'll be able to keep the whole Torah through v'ahavta re'echa kameicha. Zeh, v'ahavta re'echa kameicha is one big family, one big happy family, everyone's geshmak together. In Mameila, Zeka Godel Batayr, that helps everybody to be able to keep the whole Torah. It's a Kral Godel Batayr. Let's finish off with another verse I saw once, so Shayna Taich. It says in the Gemara Shabbos, the Ge'er came to Hillel, a famous story, and he came to Hillel on an Erev Shabbos, and he says, teach me the whole Torah when I'm standing at, not Erev Shabbos, a Regen Achas. Shammai went, Doch Fev Amasa Binyan, he took a stick and pushed the Ge'er away, he said, forget it. And Hillel said, famous words, Madisonilach, Altisna Lachabrach, whatever you hate, don't do to your Chava, the Idoch, and the rest, Zil Gemoyer, go and learn. I'll tell you one klal Gadol B'Torah, V'idach Zil Gemoyer. So answer the Taich, not Pashat Pashat Taich, because it's a nice Taich, like what we just said. The Ge'er came and said, Aregel Achas, Pashin Aregel Achas, he's standing on one foot. Aregel Achas, also mean Loshon of Pa'am Echos, in one time. Loshon Sholish Regolim, Sholish Pa'omim. The Ge'er came to Hillel and said, I want to keep Kol HaTorah Kula, but I don't want to come out to the world again. Many people have to come to the world. What's the reason a person has to come to the world again? Because it wasn't Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So he has to come down again and again to the world to be Mekayim the rest of the Torah. And it was the same story we said before. Another Eitzah, how to be able to keep the Tariq Mitzvah. I mean, it's not such a nice Eitzah. The person comes a few times to the world. Once he's a man, once he's a woman, once he's a Kohen, once he's this one. He gets the opportunity to be able to keep his Neshama, to be able to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Came the Ge'er to Hillel and said, I want to come Aregel Achas. I don't want to come to three, four times down to the world. I want to come to the world Aregel Achas. And to keep Kol HaTorah Kula. Zogdem Hillel, I'll tell you what to do. Number one, Madasonilach, Atista Lechabrach. What you hate, don't keep the Hatarecha Kamecha. That's one Eitzah. You can come be in the world once, you keep the Hatarecha Kamecha, automatically you become part of this large Kal Yisrael, and you can misyachas to Kal HaTorah Kula. The Eidach, the other Eitzah is Zil Gemoy. The other Eitzah is to go and learn, because if you learn the Torah mitzvahs, things you can't do, Neshama Parim Sivaseinu, is if you keep them. So there's two Eitzahs, how to keep Kal HaTorah Kula, Aregel Achas. Al Kaponim, we see from here, the importance of a person being Ba'av Terech Gemoyer, keeping together as a Chabura together, and also the importance of Zil Gemoyer. The Mishmas Helpon should be Zeicha to be Chabura Achas, Kredim Hasina, Shet Lechazoy, and should be Zeicha and Shem to keep Kol HaTorah Kula, Be'ezus Hashem Yismorach.